Morning, Mr. Curry.
Good morning, sir.
The purpose of today's hearing is to determine the party's readiness for trial tomorrow. I believe that the city is ready to proceed. Mr. Curry, the last time we continued this matter was for purposes of you to obtain counsel. Have you done that at this time?
No, sir. Like I said to court before, that the good Lord would make me prevail, sir.
I don't know about what you said with respect to the Lord. I do know that you told me you were going to get an attorney last time we saw each other.
No, sir, but I certainly like to proceed with this tomorrow.
Are you ready to proceed to a
yes,
jury
I am,
trial?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what have you done to prepare yourself in order to do a jury trial?
I'm going to just speak the truth.
Yeah, well, there's things that have to be done to conduct a jury trial, Mr. Curry, and if you're not prepared
that,
to do that, we're not going to waste the court's time tomorrow.
Sir, I am proceeding to go on with it.
What have you done to prepare for jury trial?
I'm prepared, sir.
I asked you what you did. I didn't ask if you are. What have you done?
I don't think there's anything to do, sir, except to just
That's the
jury.
Problem, Mr. Curry. There are a lot of things
sir.
To do. You keep thinking there's nothing to do, but you haven't even investigated what there is to do. That's the point here.
Like I said,
there are many, many things to do for you to prepare yourself to conduct a jury trial in this court.
I am ready to proceed tomorrow.
You haven't answered my question even closely, not even remotely. You've done nothing to prepare yourself for jury trial. This court is not going to allow its time to be wasted by you sitting there not prepared to conduct a trial. You don't just get to march into court and tell your story, Mr. Curry. That isn't the way we do justice here. There is a process. Now, you told me a month ago you were going to get a lawyer. You haven't called me. You haven't come into court to ask for any type of information, continuances, direction, anything since we last saw each other. I guess that was just a bald-faced lie last time we saw each other, right? How's the Lord feel about that?
So, like I said, so I'm ready to proceed with this.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you don't
I
even
am.
Know the first thing to do tomorrow.
Yes, I am ready.
What's the first thing you're going to do tomorrow, Mr. Curry? Since you seem to know that, go ahead. Tell the court.
In lawyer terms, I don't seem to know what I'm
Tell me in your terms what you're going to do tomorrow, first thing. I don't need to hear it in a lawyer's term.
I don't even think your witness is going to show up, sir, because it's a lie.
That's not what I asked you, Mr. Curry. What are you going to do first thing tomorrow for a jury trial? In non-lawyer's terms, so that you find it easy to explain to me.
Okay. I'm going to tell the jury my side of the story as well.
No, you're not, Mr. Curry. That's not the first thing that happens at trial.
I'm going to tell him something
about the last
myself.
Thing that happens with you.
I don't know why this court is giving me a hard time.
I'm not giving you a hard time, sir. I want to know if you're prepared for trial.
I am prepared for trial.
What have you done? Tell me. Bastion? Given you plenty of opportunity to tell me and told me nothing.
I am prepared to go to trial.
What have you done to prepare yourself for trial?
I have looked over the case.
Good. Now, what about the other 10 things that we need to do? Have you gone to even look at the court rules?
Yes, sir.
And what do the court rules say that you're supposed to do tomorrow morning when you arrive in this court to adequately be prepared to conduct a jury trial at the minimum level?
To be here at the minimum level.
Okay. And what else does it say you have to do to be prepared to conduct a jury trial?
I think you're talking to me so that I'm going to say that.
I didn't ask you to say it in lawyer's terms. You told me you've read the rules. You just told me that. What's it say you're supposed to do?
I am ready to proceed with this tomorrow.
No, you're not, Mr. Curry.
Yes, I am.
Well, if you can't answer my basic
question... First of all, I asked for a speedy trial.
If you can't answer my basic question...
I asked for a speedy trial.
Mr. Curry, I understand what you asked for.
And this court is dragging this on.
Right, because you're not prepared.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what are you going to do first thing tomorrow morning?
If I'm, sir, if you're going to tell me if I'm prepared, I'm going to tell you yes, and you're
going to tell me... I'm asking you to tell me what you've done.
There's no reason to argue.
That's right, and
I'm telling you...
You're not going to trial tomorrow if you can't answer my questions. You're going to go to jail in about 2 seconds.
You can do as you please, sir.
I know I can. That's why I'm trying to be civil. What have you done to prepare for trial tomorrow?
I am civil. I am ready to go to trial
tomorrow. What have you done? I'm waiting.
I am ready to go to trial.
I asked you a question, Mr. Curry.
Like I said, sir, I looked over the case.
What else have you done?
That's the only thing I think that I could do.
Have you looked at the court rules? Have you looked at the court rules?
Where are the court rules, sir?
They're in the law library, Mr. Curry. If you had been preparing yourself for trial, you'd know that.
But maybe, sir, you could give me a list of the court rules.
I could probably do a lot of things. Unfortunately, the court's not allowed to do that, because if I do it for you, I have to do it for Ms. Podell. We're not allowed to do that.
Well, I am prepared, sir.
If you haven't even looked at the court rules, how can you honestly look me in the face and tell me that?
Like you said, sir, I don't know where to find these court rules.
I know, but how can you tell me you're prepared if you haven't even looked at them? You honestly, tell me that.
Sir, you just told me you will not give me a list of the court rules.
I told you where they are. They're in any law library in the region.
Then I'll go to the library.
I know, you may do that. The problem is, we're on the eve of trial. You can't get that done and be prepared tomorrow morning. Trust me.
Yes, sir, I will be.
No, you won't. Because we're not going to have a trial if you haven't done that by now. That's my point.
I've done that already, sir.
No, you haven't, Mr. Curry. You just told me you hadn't.
Like I said, when I leave this courtroom, I'll take the day off work, and I'll spend the rest of my day in the library, and I'll be ready for tomorrow.
Mr. Curry, you could spend the next week in the law library reading those rules, and you wouldn't be prepared for trial by that time. They're extremely difficult to understand. They require that after you read them, you got to take certain actions. One of them includes jury instructions. Have you ever seen the pattern jury instructions? Ever seen those? Have you ever seen them? I suspect not. You have to pick and choose from a book that's about this thick of the appropriate jury instructions that you think are necessary to inform the jury of how to review your case.
In my own words, I would be able to...
No, you don't get to do it in words. That's my problem. You have to produce paper. It requires that they be typed, they have to have citations, and no citations. They have to be produced in triplicate, and they have to be available at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
I will be ready, sir.
No, you won't, because you don't even know where the books are. You just told me that. Now, why didn't we get an attorney like you said you were going to?
Because I choose not to.
I said, why didn't you like you told me you were going to?
I choose not to, sir. Can I change my mind?
Can you tell the court so that Ms. Podell can be informed and know what to do tomorrow?
I could tell her now. I don't have an attorney.
The eve of trial, Mr. Curry. That's why we're here. There's supposed to be communication between the parties during the proceedings.
Like I said, and I'm going to say this over and over again, the good Lord is going to make me prevail.
The good Lord may be able to help you, but you have obligations to this court and to the opposing party on how to conduct yourself.
Do what you want, sir. I'm ready to go to court tomorrow. If you want me to come next month, you can do that. I'm not going to get an attorney. Like I told this court over and over, the good Lord is going to make
There's
me
There's an option that you haven't even considered, Mr.
Curry. That's all I'm
going to
say, sir. The good Lord is
going to
make me
prevail. Then be quiet if that's all you're going to say. I'm not going to ask you to say anything anymore, and I don't expect you to say anything then if that's how you want to deal with this. There is an alternative, the two that you should consider before you leave this courtroom today. Number one, you can discuss with Ms. Podell an alternative resolution to this case, short of trial. That's the first item you can consider. The second thing you can do is, since you're not prepared to do a jury trial, and this court isn't going to permit you to waste its time doing that until you are prepared to some minimal degree, and right now you're not there.
I'm telling you that I am.
I said I didn't want to hear from you. You didn't want to talk. The other alternative is you can ask for a non-jury trial. And then the court can hear the facts, and you don't have to prepare for a jury trial. So that's the other alternative you have. But until you demonstrate to this court that you are minimally prepared and have done the necessary research to get yourself there, we're not going to waste the court's time with a jury trial. With that said, this matter will be stricken from the jury trial calendar, and for the purposes of calendaring, will be reset for approximately 30 days. You'll get another summons to appear to show cause. I expect you to be here and demonstrate to the court at that time what you have done to adequately prepare at the minimal level for trial before a jury, unless you change your mind.
I'm going to say the same thing I'm telling you.
Unless you change your mind, I expect to see that presentation at that hearing.
But I'll do
this court will be at recess. Thank you, Mr. Curry.
I'll tell you the same thing I'll tell you today.